Welcome to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. Here we talk about all things franchising. What is it all about? Is it for you? How do you find the best one to own? And so much more. Now your host, Tim Parmeter.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Fran Coach's Franchising 101 podcast series. I am Tim Parmeter, founder and CEO of Fran Coach and your podcast host. Today, we have a solo episode. It is just me, so sorry for that. But we wanted to talk about one particular part of the Fran Coach process we're going to take our clients through. So in general, as part of our Franchising 101 series, the whole name of it is to really help educate people on all aspects of franchise ownership. So if you're new to the series, definitely check out all the different episodes. I think we're at 85 or 86 of these suckers by now. Some of them, it is just me, and we're talking about specific kind of micro topics within franchising. Some just overall franchising knowledge. Some of them kind of the what to expect of if you're working with FranCoach and you want to start exploring franchise ownership to see if it's right for you. We also have a ton of these. We're not subjected to just me, where we're going to bring on guests, whether it is some of our franchise partners, some franchise owners, talking about their experience getting into this, funding partners. We've got all sorts of people that we have talked to from marketing, from attorneys, across the board. All things franchising here to help, again, educate you on what this is all about. Today, we want to focus on a very specific part of the process we take our clients through once they start looking at franchises and have had that first round of call with the franchises we've connected them with. This is kind of our first touch point once this becomes real, and a lot of different kind of steps and things that will happen with this. So that's what we're going to talk about, but I want to take a step back from a process perspective with this. So we're going to have two phone calls, one of which really detailed with folks before we ever start looking at franchises to determine exactly what it is that people are good at, what you want to do, all the important things that we should be looking at in a franchise. It is rarely the things people think it is at the beginning. It rarely has anything to do with industries or things that they have done in the past. This is really kind of recreating what somebody's professional pathway is going to be. So once we do that, we're then going to get usually narrowed down to maybe three or four franchises that we think would be the best fit for this. We have, and I'm going to reference a handful of episodes today as we talk about this to kind of give you points to go back and look. But episode 26 is really kind of what to expect on the call when we're going to present the franchises we're going to connect you with. After that, the whole goal of really that is really to get that first call set up. And that's part of what's called the discovery process. Episode 17, it's actually referenced a handful of different places throughout. But the discovery process is a 6 to 8 week journey that we're going to help our FranCoach clients go through to mutually vet these franchise options. They're 100% vetting you as well. And we're going to assist with the franchisors on that end as well. There will be upwards of 15 different steps along the way or things that we're going to do. When this process is done properly, that's what it should look like. So we're going to help with that. After the essentially kind of we do the intros to these franchises, we're going to get you set up on that very first call, the first step in this journey. Again, a dozen plus things along the way we're going to do. After that first round of calls with the three or four franchises we connect you with, we're then going to talk. And it's kind of our first update call. And that's professionalism 101 right there with the microphone. That's what not to do when you're doing a podcast is hit the microphone. Episode 65, we talk about the update call and the importance and how that will kind of transition over that 6 to 8 week journey. But the first one is key because there is going to be usually a pretty good level of excitement when we connect people to the franchises. There may, and this is fairly common. That there's one of the franchises that we're going to connect you with that you're going to kind of, you're going to roll your eyes. I don't know. Like, that sounds terrible. What do you think in giving me that one? I don't know anything about it. We're going to find a polite way to say we don't care. You're going to have that first call with them because there are multiple reasons why that are below the surface. And the interesting thing is the majority, a good chunk of the time, people roll their eyes at a franchise. That's the one that they end up choosing at the end, right? So again, they kind of well, you'll hear this say this a lot. We need an open mind throughout this entire process. It is very much designed to get you out of your comfort zone. That's not comfortable, right? So you've got to have that open mind to this. But if we get you connected, there's going to be a certain level of excitement. There may be a little, hey, I don't know about this one. And then after that first round of calls, now we're going to talk. And this is going to be a pretty big debrief on your end to us. What did you talk about on the calls? Each franchise will take you through a slightly different pathway. So we'll get through everything. But again, sometimes it's just, oh, this franchise was more get to know us. This one really talked about marketing right off the bat. This one really talked about operations. We'll get through all the topics, but it's really, what did you learn from each? Kind of, we're fact checking. There is a lot of information, even though it's the teeny tiniest beginning of this, a lot of information. So we're going to kind of help, number one, make sure you got all the information straight. Sometimes people go, well, one of the franchises said X, but I don't really remember which one. We're going to know which one to at least kind of help correct that. So we're going to fact check, right? We're going to talk about what your overall thoughts were of the person, the vibe of the call, the information you heard. Did it pique an interest? Did it really make you go, eh, right? And if so, why? What are the next steps in the process? And then everybody's favorite word, concerns. You know, I really liked this, this, and this about the franchise, but my concern is this. Concern is the word pretty much everybody uses, but it's really not necessarily at that point a concern. And so this is one of the biggest kind of coaching pieces we're going to help you with. So I'm going to use an example. And anytime through our process, we use examples. They are just examples. They are not suggestions, right? So let's say somebody's looking at a senior care franchise. We're providing the care in the home to the families, allowing mom, dad, grandma, grandpa to stay in their home safer, longer, better quality of life. Okay. So that's our industry example with this. So somebody's going to say, well, and obviously these are reasons why we would have looked at it in the first place. I really love the impact that this business can make on a community. I love the long-term relationships. I love the fact that we are, you know, again, really being able to make a difference in people's lives and the families, all of those kind of feel good things, building those long-term client and family relationships, building those long-term referral relationships, right? But the concern then is going to be, geez, there seems like there's a lot of competition, okay? This is one of the reasons why when we have those calls, you're going to roll your eyes at me sometimes. I'm going to roll your eyes right back at you. Ugh, competition. Okay, so that seems like a concern, but it really at that point is not a concern because I'm going to say, well, what have we learned from that particular franchise about the territory? How much do you have? How big are they carving that? How many potential seniors do you have in your territory? How many do you need to build to get to break even? How many do you need to build to hit to your goals? How many do you need to hit your stretch goals? And the answer is usually, I don't know. So it's not a concern. It's more, we need more information. We need to ask those questions to find out that answer. The concern, Ray, really then may be those, what the quote concern may turn into a deal breaker, right? Or especially in this situation, more times than not, it's going to turn into a, oh, that's way better than I thought. And again, I use competition as an example there. It could have been anything along the way, staffing, marketing, supports, financials, you name it. It just means we don't have enough information yet. So part of our job on that, especially after the first round, is understanding what's a real concern. So what would be an example of a real concern with that same industry? I hate old people. That might be a deal breaker, right? And maybe, I don't know, some issues we got to work through as well. But, and again, using kind of an extreme one with that, but if you really all of a sudden go, I don't like, that's sad. I don't want to deal with old people. I don't want those responsibilities on me. That is probably something we're going to kind of identify as a deal breaker. Concerned about the competition, concerned about the marketing support, how we do that, the staffing, whatever. That means we need more information. So we're kind of helping along the way with, from a debrief standpoint, what's a concern, what's really where we need more information. And then understanding what steps are still remaining, which at the beginning's pretty much all of them, right? I really like everything, but I just got to see what the numbers look like. I have concern about that. Have we gotten into the FDD yet? Have we validated with owners, right? Episode 18, validation calls with the owners, right? Have we done those things? Have we put together our own spreadsheet and pro forma, right? All, again, steps along the way. Have we then gone back to the franchisor to kind of correct and validate those things? Have we gone over them on our calls? No, right at that point. So again, part of things that we're going to help understand, the concerns are rarely concerns at that point. That just means we have more information. And the biggest thing after that first call, and really probably two, is number one, take a big deep breath, patience. I don't know about you guys, but I have so much patience. It's the most amazing thing in the world. And that's probably the biggest lie I've ever told. Rarely do we have patience. We're in a, I want it now world, right? So we want to be able to have that first phone call and go, okay, I got to decide. It's this one. Or I have to be able to go, I've got three or four of these. I need to figure out which one to eliminate. There's a really good chance none of them should be eliminated after that first phone call. There's a reason why we connected you with them. They all have things that once you have that first conversation with the franchise that should intrigue you, make you curious about learning more, could maybe see yourself doing it, could see the potential with the business. So honestly, it's pretty rare one gets kicked to the curb right off the bat, right? Every now and then, but it does not happen very often. So it's the patience to understand. Reminder, what are the steps? We've done step one of somewhere between 10 and 15. I'm no math major, but that leaves 9 to 14 more that we have to do. So the patience and understanding, again, following a process. What are those things? How we're going to kind of work our way through that? And to not feel like you have to force a decision of crossing one off or which one we're going to choose. It will become, and this is something people roll their eyes at me about, I know, when I say it, but it will become crystal clear at the end, which is the best franchise for you. It just takes time and patience. And all things after that kind of our first update call and after that first round of calls with the franchisors, these are kind of the things, like the excitement goes, there's still some excitement, but it's like we want it now, or a little kind of, we start to tense up a little bit. And that's why I always use the dating analogy for this when we start vetting franchises. It's like if I was going to sit there to you and say, okay, look, you know, Tim, somebody says to me, hey, Tim, here's a picture of three women, you know, based on your background, these are three I think you should, you know, marry. Which one do you want to marry? Well, we're not asking that, right? All we're saying at that point is just go have a cup of coffee on that first date, get to know them, right? And then even then, after the first date, we're not running off to Vegas to get married. We got to kind of vet them out pretty extensively. And guess what? They're vetting us too. So the same thing with the franchisors is just to really have that patience. And really, again, this is hard sometimes because this is a life-altering thing to not go back into the corporate world or leave the corporate world and start something of your own. It should create a little like twinge of fear at the beginning. That's normal, right? When we get to the end, that will be gone. It will be crystal clear. It's the right thing, or really, it's where it's not. And I know that seems simple, but again, I'm not all that smart. So we've created a business model that works for people like me that maybe aren't terribly smart. Because again, we tend to just, and the real reason, we just tend to overcomplicate things. So we're going to kind of keep it simple with that, kind of help calm, correct, and really kind of keep an eye on what are the steps that are next. Have we heard things that are deal breakers? Great. Let's cross that off. Have we heard things that maybe this doesn't happen often, but sometimes the ones we start with end up not being the right one, and we got to bring something new into the mix. It all comes from that feedback, all the information that you guys are providing back to us as we go through this. So again, and there are several things that we'll go through in that discovery process and several episodes of the podcast that talk about this. And probably I think the most important one we always come back to, no matter what somebody's questions, concerns, anywhere along the line, I always bring it back to, and it is episode 21, and we'll call it the get out of bed test. You as a business owner, you are going to get out of bed every single day and go run your business. We are going to, before we talk to franchises, we're going to build this out to make sure it is as ideal as possible for what you're good at, what you want to do, and what's going to get your butt out of bed and be excited about it. Business ownership is amazing. It's been, for me professionally, the best thing I've ever rolled into by far. But it's not all rainbows and unicorns. There are some days that aren't the greatest. If you can see me, I don't have a lot of hair. I've probably pulled some of it out along the way. You will have bad days. But if your get out of bed test is spot on and you're doing the things that you're good at, that you want to do, you're around the people you want to be around, staff, customers, community, the business has the core values that speak to you, right? That's going to be the driver. That's going to make you successful. I did not mention industry when I said that. It's window dressing. I didn't mention money because the money will come. Find the right fit. You can build it to whatever level you need. And I conveniently didn't write this down as a note, but the floor and the ceiling was a recent one we did. Talking about, again, you're not capped as a franchise owner. When you get to a point you're comfortable, stay right there. If you want to keep building and growing and growing and growing, you can do that as well. But it all comes from that get out of bed test, right? Which we'll come back to throughout the discovery process. And then again, really just after that first round, take a big old deep breath. We're going to help you through all of this. And again, ultimately figure out what is the absolute best thing for you. That is, more than anything, that's what Fran Coach is here to do. And what I hope, hopefully our podcasts are here to help people with, is to just understand the process and the pathway to find that ideal franchise for you is like nothing else you ever do. And so again, that open mind coming to us, allowing our team of experts to be able to help you on that journey. That's what we're here for. So that is kind of a little teeny little part of our process. Once we get into the discovery process, helping people vet the franchises after that first round of calls with those franchises we've selected, what's that look like? What are some things that are going to come up? And then how we will continue to help you progress from there. So that is our topic of the day. And I wanted to, again, as always, thank all of our very loyal podcast listeners. If you haven't yet, please subscribe or follow us wherever you listen to your podcast. If it's Apple or Spotify, give us a little rating, reviews. Those are kind of cool too. So we hope everything has been great for you. Find us online. FranCoach.net is our main site. Our podcast site is franchising101podcast.net. If you hear anything, and let's be honest, if you've still listened to however long this has been, 10, 15 minutes, there's a little bit of curiosity in your mind about franchise ownership. If so, I'd encourage you, reach out to us, FranCoach.net, send us a message. Let's get that first call set up. There's never, ever, ever any fee for our service. So if you're curious, take that first step today, get on the phone with us, learn a little bit more about this. Maybe this really is possible for you. And maybe the last thing I'll leave people with, franchise ownership is significantly more attainable than people realize. So take that first step, reach out to us, and maybe we can help create your better tomorrow. Thanks everybody for tuning in. Promise next week, we've got the next couple of weeks, we've got some great guests lined up. And last thing, the thought of this episode today really actually came from one of our clients. And so I encourage you, for people that are listening, if you're not quite ready to reach out, or you want to hear something, you want to learn something new, send us a message. We did this last summer, last fall, but you send us a message, something you would like us to do, a topic you'd like us to talk about. If we use that on the air, we're gonna kick you a $100 Amazon gift card. If you want to spend some of that on me, I'm more than happy to send you my shipping address, but we'd love to hear from you on what you think about. But regardless, thank you so much for listening, being loyal fans of the Franchising 101 podcast. And we will definitely talk with you next week. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to FranCoach's Franchising 101 podcast, where our ultimate goal is to help educate you on all things franchising so you can create your better tomorrow.